This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And where are we going today?
The man who's in studio. We're going to Jay Binkley, also Chris Unocero.
Oh, about damn time.
Well, hold on, Bink.
You guys just put out the new mock on Monday, didn't you?
No, it was yesterday. But that's disrespect. Blatant disrespect. Quote pro golfer.
Bink, we did your first mock draft. We are following up with 2.0. Right.
So too much blue chew.
So this is not 1.5.
This is 2.0.
This is 2.0. Okay.
From Bink.
We've done the full NFL 1.0. So we've actually done three of them.
Oh.
And we'll get to about 4 to 5.0 by the time this is old. Then we have a draft special tomorrow night.
That's right. Round one.
Round one.
Pick 31. You guys have the Chiefs taking
Luther Burden.
Luther Burden.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Luther. If you watch any game films, there's certain guys that just stand out, man. I mean, he's a guy when you watch best slot receiver in this draft. I love Steve Smith's breakdown of him. Steve Smith, I think, does one of the best jobs as a former receiver. He goes to the pro days and he knows about the position. Best slot receiver in the draft, in my opinion. McMillan's actually sliding, you know, to where the Chiefs are.
Why
too.
Do you think
he's
that
the
is?
Boundary. There's a lot of reasons.
Did he take all the
plays off 2 years ago? Was he shut down in Colorado? There's a lot of reasons.
How much do you buy? Sorry to cut you off. How much do you buy? Like you mentioned how I say this because as you're saying it out loud, I'm like, what does this really mean? You said he's sliding down now. What has changed in the last week?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing's changed since the season. It is funny how guys go up and down. Now Travis Hunter's the betting favorite to go number two. Things happen and guys slide. The really people that matter are the people making the decisions, and they're not the ones putting out mocks. So it's basically a guessing game, unless you're in with the agents and stuff like that, like a Mel Kiper, where he may be hearing things here and there, which he usually does. But he was 16th last year in the actual mocking the mockers. But we went Burden. He just jumps out. If you watch him, it came to that decision, because Chris and I have talked about it. Like Derek Harmon's who I really like Cody. Mm-hmm. Plays that three technique, gets to the quarterback. There's a lot of things on the defensive line that you want. And it's an extremely, you know, talented defensive line draft. And we had a decision to make. Because obviously we went defensive line with Nick Scorton, the edge from A&M in our first mock.
What happened to him?
Well, he was taken, actually.
How many spots earlier do you think he went?
Actually, no, he wasn't. It was a Derek Harmon. I think it was two spots ahead he was taken. But Derek Harmon was still there, which I don't think he's going to be. I think that's a pipe dream. I think, you know, round 20, 21, 22 at the latest for Derek Harmon. But we went Burden, and then we went straight to Joshua Farmer, the defensive tackle from Florida State, in the next round. So we did fill those needs for the Chiefs. But here's the thing with Burden, and I've always been pro-offense with Mahomes because you have to be. He needs talent. And, you know, squeaking by in these one-score games that he had to deal with, I want to see the Chiefs get back to putting teams away. That St. Joe Chiefs that we saw last year, that everything on Twitter was, you know, long bombs to Hollywood Brown or Worthy or whatever – I want that team again. And here's the thing. You can't always count on healthy receivers. It's great. It's a pipe dream when you look, oh, on paper they look good. On paper they look good last year until Hollywood Brown gets hurt on the first play in preseason against Jacksonville. Rashee Rice gets hurt in a tangled up thing with Mahomes against the Chargers. All of a sudden you're without your one and two receivers essentially for the year, and you're saying, hey, rookie, step up. Hey, rookie, he wasn't ready to step up. Xavier Worthy was ready to step up towards the end of the season. But what happens in that situation? Rashee Rice, when he gets slapped with a suspension, which is inevitably going to happen, then you're down one. If another guy gets hurt, then what are you doing? Justin Watson now with the Houston Texans. Give this team some ammo. I think Luther Burden's a long-term answer for the Chiefs. It's one of those guys that just pops out when you watch him.
What do they get in Joshua Farmer? Why do you like him? You have him round two, the pick 63 overall.
Defensive line. I mean, they definitely need defensive line help. He's a defensive lineman we've liked quite a bit throughout the the mock draft process and looking at. Just a guy that I think fits nicely with what Spags likes to do, especially on the defensive line. And especially if you're going wide receiver at one, you better go back to defensive line at two, because it's extremely, extremely deep class.
Yeah, I guess that's part of why, like, I understand the idea of, like, should we be doing first round guys at defensive tackle if there are a bunch of other ones available? But by all accounts, I don't know if you guys are looking at it the same way. Not a good year for wide receiver. Not a good year for corner. So, like, taking those guys in the first, if they're not first round talents, is one of the guys who are. That's why I can't.
Like, if a Jahdae Bear in the cornerback from Texas falls, okay. Savon Revelle's the guy we really like, too, from East Carolina. That's a possibility.
I might be wrong. I think everybody's way off on Burden in these mocks, and he's going to go, like, 17. There aren't enough good wide receivers, and there are a lot of teams who need a good wide receiver. I don't know why I'm not just buying it. I do not understand.
Well, Matt Miller likes
every
max
got him 25 to 45 in the NFL draft. It doesn't make any sense.
It is weird that he's, from where he was in even October, Bank, when he was viewed as a top 15 pick, and now we're supposed to believe that he's going to fall into the middle.
He was considered the best receiver coming out. He's definitely the best slot in college football. Steve Smith likes him as a first round selection. Mel Kiper had him slide into the second.
Yeah.
But that is the player, if he is there. If the Chiefs will get conversations and calls, it's because of Burden. They're not going to get calls for a quarterback or teams wanting to trade back in at 31. Burden's the type of guy that people would pick up the phone and call about.
You mentioned you don't want the close games. You want them to blow out opponents. One of the ways to do that would be getting more explosive at running back. Do you have them taking a running back in your mock draft?
We had Dylan Sampson going in the third round, pick 66 in the first mock. This time we had to wait till the second pick in the third round, pick 95. Basil Tootin of Virginia Tech had over 6 yards of carry, 4.28 speed at the combine. The dude flat flies, and he's good in the return game as well. So obviously,
what's the question mark around him? Because the speed is incredible
on the return game. I mean, just maybe playing at Virginia Tech, not necessarily playing the spotlight, not playing in the playoffs, things like that.
I don't care about running back.
I like
especially running back.
But he's a home run type guy. Like, they need that. And, Pacheco should be that. He is a 4.37 guy at the combine, but he hasn't showed it. I mean, you have to show it on the field what you do.
He does not look like a 4.37 guy when he plays.
Sampson I like better, though, honestly, than Tootin, because I like in between the tackles, third and one, fourth and one. Like a running back, you can stick out there and you don't have to pull him out. Three down back.
But is Andy, are they going to adopt that? I mean, they used to. I'm not saying they haven't under Andy Reid. It was a three down back when it was Kareem Hunt, his rookie season. I think when they first started rolling with Pacheco, he was a three down back and they use him that way. Are they going to keep going back to that? I just can't decide in this era of running backs are back in vogue a little bit, how these teams are going to handle. Cause a lot of teams are going two backs.
Well, Kareem Hunt can be used a lot like Samaje Perine was.
Yeah.
Honestly, cause
I don't want him overused. That's for sure.
Cause Perine's now back with the Bengals. But if Hunt's that guy or the guy they trust on third and one or fourth and one, it depends. And obviously, the tush push, what the follow, what's going on right there. I think, as you and I talked about, Alex, I think the Chiefs would be in favor of it because they do use it, not on third and one and fourth and one, but they use it down the field.
The speed at running back is why Tootin's interesting, but
very, very fast.
People have brought up on the text line and just did a quick little search around him or whatever. Andy Reid, we know you start fumbling the ball. You're in the doghouse and there's sometimes no getting out. Would that be a concern with this kid? Because that's drops and fumbles are listed as a concern for him.
That would be a concern, but what can you do at the pro level? I mean, a lot of these guys, it's the ego thing when they get them in camp and they
teach
coach
them the
that
five
out.
Points of contact.
They have them carry a football around St. Joe.
Right.
Like, what is the program? Like, people are like trying to knock it out of his hand.
Tootin is a much mocked guy to the Chiefs.
Okay. What about a little bit later on? I know Brett Veach has
no
obviously
tackles.
Had
What's the
a,
deal?
You have a, another wide. You have another wide receiver on the coming off the board.
Yeah, I think they should go two. At least Kyle Williams is the guy. He played with Cam Ward actually at Washington State. Then Cam, of course, went to Miami. He stayed at Washington State. But Kyle Williams, a guy that's really starting to climb draft boards. I mean, there's a lot of like out there for a guy like Kyle Williams. But yeah, it's two receivers. You want some challenge. At the end of the day, do you really want Juju on the roster to begin the season? These are type of guys that could push him out if you go back-to-back or at least two wide receivers in this draft. We went tackle in seven, Dalton Cooper.
That's really late, though. It's very late. But that's just a swing, a total home run hope.
But, you know, he's one of those guys that, I mean, this is a project-type guy. Keep in mind, Jalen Moore spent years as a fifth-round pick. He was Sky Moore's teammate at Western Michigan, Jalen Moore, before the Chiefs brought him in. But he spent years as a backup. Dalton Cooper's interesting to me because he was at Texas State, started 36 games left tackle, transfers to Oklahoma State, started all but two games left tackle, played right tackle for a couple. He did come in for a Chiefs top 30 visit. So it is a guy that you can get late. And keep in mind, a lot of these top 30 visits are built upon guys.
Guys they don't know about. Guys they haven't already decided about.
Well, sometimes. I mean, you go back last year and Kingsley came in for a top 30 visit.
Yeah.
Carson Steele came in for a top 30 visit, and obviously it was undrafted free agent, but they wanted to talk to him. They had questions for him. The year before that, Rashee Rice came in for a top 30 visit, drafted him. B.J. Thompson came in for a top 30 visit, and they ended up drafting him, but they don't draft many of them. There's not many of them. It's guys they may have questions about or later in the draft type of guys. It's rare that a guy like Kingsley in the second rounds take, or Rashee Rice, that they bring in for a top 30 visit.
I'm just wondering whether or not, and I just don't know, don't want them to take tackle in the first round because I don't think the talent's there. I don't know if I want them taking them in like the sixth. What are like the? Give me a couple of names, Bink, we can keep an eye on in like the third, who could still maybe play tackle at the NFL level, left or right, and could also compete against Kingsley Suamataia for left guard. That's what I want. I want a tackle who might be a guard and competes against Kingsley for playing time today, but could still be at right tackle maybe the following year.
Well, obviously, Booker from Alabama would be a first-round type talent if you went guard in the first round, which I don't think they're going to do, but it's a possibility.
Like third round.
Wyatt
you know?
Milam is a guy.
Okay.
But there's some, a lot of questions on him, whether he'll still be a tackle. He's out at the West Virginia. A lot of high praise for him. Ursary is another interesting guy, and I'll talk about him
later. I don't know where he's going to end up. I've seen him in the second a couple of times.
He played extremely well at Minnesota. He's a Kansas City kid, too, by the way. He played at Ruskin High School, played for Minnesota. Donovan Jackson, but again, that's an Ohio State guy, not going there. Cameron Williams is interesting, the right tackle from Texas that they could probably get later on the draft. That could be essentially a Juwan Taylor type of replacement in the future. Charles Grant's interesting, but he played at William & Mary, and that's an FCS school, but he's getting a lot of buzz in draft circles from what he did at the Senior Bowl and when he got a chance to play good competition. Logan Brown of your Jayhawks will be a guy maybe in the late rounds as well.
So those are a few other tackles to keep an eye on. We got Jay Binkley, one of our draft insiders, our draft insider here on Cody and Gold. The name that Drew brought up at wide receiver the other day for a late round pick, what do you make of this? Isaac Tesla. Are you familiar with Tesla's game?
I think he stinks. I barely know him.
He's at Arkansas Bink.
The last name brings us plenty of opportunity in the future.
He's just not a productive player.
He only had 546 yards last season. He was a community college guy or Division II guy
Jack
for a while.
Besh out of TCU.
Jack Besh.
Oh yeah, he was the his brother played at was at Princeton. He was one of the people that died there on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
But Jack Besh at TCU. Jalen Royal's another one to watch out for as well for the Chiefs. Jalen Noel's interesting. He's getting a lot of buzz.
Somebody said they liked him better than they like Luther Burden.
Jaden Higgins has that size, 6'4", that played at Iowa State. But Iowa State had two of those guys because Jalen Noel's a Park Hill guy.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of buzz around the country as well. But there's a huge gap. And they even talked about that with Palmer and Steve Smith about the top four receivers. You know, when you're Golden Igbuka and Luther Burden and Teterola McMillan. A huge gap between that and then getting into the Trey Harris's, the Alec Almanors from Stanford, those type of guys, and Jaden Higgins, those kind of guys. Because there is a gap. There's a big gap. Second round, we might not see runs on receivers maybe till the end of the second, possibly the third.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.